We begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ketzer HaChodesh, and the laws of sanctification of the month, in the Sefer Zman, the Book of Designated Times, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the testimony and the way and the procedure of how to do the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam gives a halacha regarding the valid witnesses for the testimony of the Kiddush HaChodesh. In Kosh Al Eitz HaChodesh, it's not valid for the testimony of that you saw the new moon to create the new month of Rosh Chodesh. El Shnei Anashim Kshem, only two valid men that are appropriate to testify by all other halachas. But women and slaves, they're like all other situations when they're invalid for testimony. They made them and they're not allowed to testify. Now, when the father and the son together see the new moon, they go to court to the Bezdin to testify. Now, not because the testimony of the new month is valid with relatives, which is always an invalidation for testimony. Elad, the reason why they're going to go together is Shemimatzi Echem Impossible. It turns out one of them are invalid. Neshu Gazim, because let's say he's a robber. Okay, it's by Meshapas Lanzo because of any one of the other invalidating factors. Yitztarf Hashenim Achvi Idur. So then the other one will be there to combine with some other person to testify with him. So you'll take both just as for insurance, but not because they could testify together. Now, B'chol Apostle Eidus Mediri said, whoever is invalid for testimony from rabbinic law, Apishukashim Atar, although he's valid from biblical law, like regarding someone who is a gambler. It's invalid for the testimony of the new month. Halacha base. Din Torah, from biblical law, we're not so precise with the testimony of people coming to say that they saw the new moon. Because the whole purpose of why we do this is only because you have to make it that you could do hazama to the witnesses. And here, even if they would do hazama to them and say, how could you say you were there and you saw it when you were with us at the same time, the testimony of the Eidus would still be valid and the Chodesh would be Makudish. Even if you would sanctify the month through witnesses, turns out that they were Eidim Zayman, which is that they said they couldn't have said it because other people come along and say you're with us at that same time when you say you saw it over there in that place. It's still a reason of Kiddush, it would still be sanctified. So it wouldn't make a difference to be so precise. The whole reason why we're always so analytical to say yes, this, because we have to be able to do Hazama to them, which you don't need over here because it doesn't make a difference. Lafika, therefore, actually, in the beginning, they would be mekabel eitz hachodesh. They would accept the testimony for the new month. Mekol adam yisrael, from any Jewish person, because shekol yisrael becheskes kashrus. Every single Jewish person has a presumed status of being valid as a witness. Asheivadul chash as a apostle, until you know for sure that he's invalid. But the problem is mishakilkul habeisaisim, when the beisaisim, which were from the students of tzaddik and beisus, which they denied the oral law and they made difficulties for the Jewish people, and they would hire men to testify that they saw, but really they didn't see, to mislead the sages, iskina they instituted shleikal the bezin eidus hachodesh, that the courts are not going to accept the testimony of the new month, elam eidim shemakirim bezin eisim shemkshem, only for witnesses that the courts recognize that they're valid, shiadoshim mechikim beidus, and that they're going to analyze and question the testimony itself. Halacha Gimel. Now, lefikach, therefore, since they instituted that to receive the testimony, they're only going to take from those that they recognize. Im lo yibezn yoid mesayid mishiros yirech, if the courts are not going to know these witnesses who did see the moon wherever they live out in some community, and they're just not recognized by the court, meshalchem anshe ir shenir ba, so the people of that city where those people had seen the new moon, they send im ho eid mishiro with the witnesses who happen to have seen it, other witnesses that could make them pure, vindicated by the courts. Let them know that they are valid. And then they would accept them because they have to know. So when two witnesses say that they're good, then those two good witnesses could go and testify in front of the court. Regarding the analysis of the testimony and the witnesses themselves. So Bezdin Mechashvim. So the courts would calculate, but drachim in the paths should stagnin mechashvim, that the astrologers would calculate with them. But yet they would know halavana regarding the moon, kishat tirah b'chedesh, when it's going to be seen for the first time in this month. Imti b'tzvayin hashemesh, is it going to be on the north from where the sun is, or b'drema, or in the south of where the sun is? Imti erchav gatzar, is the crescent going to be, which that's the little shade, the little illuminated part of the new moon, is it going to be rechava ketzar, is it going to be wide, or is it going to be narrow, which that changes according to how close or how far it is from the sun? And they knew where the points of the corners of the moon, which when there's a crescent, there's points, which way it's going to be facing. Oh, so therefore, since they know this calculation, when the witnesses come to testify, they would test him. How did you see it? Was it in the north of the sun or in the south? Where were the corners of the crescent pointing towards? How high was it to you from the horizon in the vision of your eyes? And how wide was it? If their words come at precisely what they know according to the calculations, then accept them. But if their words don't come out precise, then they don't accept their testimony. Let's see the witnesses say, we saw its reflection in water, in, let's say, a stream or a pool. Or in the clouds, it illuminated beyond the clouds. Or we saw its reflection in some type of a lantern in the mirror. Or let's say they say, we saw some of it in the sky, but part of it in the clouds, or in water, or in the lantern. That's not considered a valid vision. And you cannot sanctify based on that vision. Now, let's say someone says, east of I saw in the height, in the way it appeared in my eyes, is like 2 stories high from the horizon. The second one says, it was like around 3 stories high in my eyes. But start from they combined together, because between 2 and 3 stories, it's a margin of error that makes sense. But Amechad, one of them says, Kamei Shalosh comes like around 3 stories high. Vashenim, the second one says, Kamei Chomesh like around 5 stories high. Emet Starvim, they're not going to combine together, because that's too much of a discrepancy. They definitely didn't see the same thing. But Emet Starv Echemehem, but one of those two will combine, Imsheni with a second person, Sheyot Kamei Shalosh, which will testify like him, or Yibinim Kamei Achas, or that there's only discrepancy of 1 story, that he could combine with that other person. Halach above. Amru, let's say they said, these two witnesses, we saw it, but without focus. We just haven't been schmoozing, and we saw what appeared to be the new moon. But once we contemplated regarding it, and we focused trying to see it, to testify about it, then we didn't see it anymore. So that's not considered a valid testimony. You cannot sanctify the month based on what they're saying. Because Shema of Niskashu, because maybe it was just clouds that got connected. The Nidukalavana looked like a moon, and then that dispersed, and therefore it's gone. And therefore that's why they're not seeing the moon anymore, because they weren't trying to see, and maybe it just appeared to be. Now, Amraidin, let's say the witnesses say, we saw the old moon before the Mailid, which then actually it's in front of the sun, on day 29 in the morning, Bamizrach in the east. We saw it Kodem Shetal HaShemesh before the sun came up, because it's in head of the sun. And then Renihu Arvis, then we saw it in the west, Bamayev at nighttime, Belel Shloshim, on the night of the 30th day, that night, the night of the 30th day, after the Mailid, then the moon is in the west. Harel Naman, they believed. Makal Shemal Riyazu, and they could sanctify based on this vision, because Shadur Bezman, they saw it in its time, which is the night of the 30th day. They said that they saw it in the morning. How is that possible with such a short gap? In this kakum, that we're not addressing ourselves with. We're not responsible for what they say they saw in the morning. And it's just obvious. It must have been clouds that got connected. And it appeared to them like the moon. And that's not significant. But what they saw at night is what they're testifying. And for that, they believed. So let's say they saw it in its time, meaning the night of the 30th day. But the following night, the night of its extension, the night of the 31st day, it wasn't seen anymore. They still believed. Because now we're not responsible. Only if we're seen on the night of the 30th day. If they say it was seen, then it's going to be the new month. How do we accept the witnesses, the testimony of the new month? So, whoever is fit to testify that he saw the new moon, he comes to court. And the court gathers all those witnesses to one place. They make huge parties, that people should be accustomed to coming. Now, the peer that came first, they checked him out first. But with the investigations like we spoke about before, ask him, how did you see it? Did you see this or that? Now, Machnis Mesagodl, they first bring in the bigger one of the pair, the Shalmais, and they ask him. When they find that his words are precise according to their calculations, Machnis Mesagodl, then they bring in his partner. When they find that their words are matching up also, then they do some kayemes, their testimony is going to be valid. Now, Sharkal Azugas, all the other peers, Shoyim Asim Rosh Dvarim, they ask them just the chapter headings. Now, Lichur Tzichlam, not that they need them already, because they already got the testimony from the first pair of witnesses, or second, third, whichever one it was, they shouldn't go out frustrated, that they should be accustomed to coming, because we came for nothing. But no, everyone gets asked, everyone feels validated for having come and made the trip. Halacha Ches, regarding the process of being Mekadosh L'Chodesh, so Achakach, after that they validated, they verified that there was a new moon, based on testimony, Achashat Teskai Me'edus, after the testimony was verified, Reish Bez Naima, the head of the court, says, Mekudosh, it's sanctified. V'cholam, Oynach Rav, and all the people answer after him, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, it's sanctified, it's sanctified. Now, Ve'imekachem Esachedish El B'Shleshem, you cannot sanctify the new month only with a court of three people. Ve'imekachem El B'Shleshem, you cannot make the calculations only with three judges. And Ve'imekachem El Chedish Nir Bezmani, you only sanctify the month when it's seen in its time, meaning on the night on the 30th day. And more of a Ve'imekachem El B'Yayim, it's only sanctified during the daytime, because it says, Tikka Chedish Shefer Be'Kislam Chagin Chaykli Soh Mishpat El Kayakim. When it talks about the new month, it says Mishpat, which just like Mishpat has to be during the daytime, so the Kiddush Chedish has to be during the daytime. And then Mekitru B'Layil, if they sanctify at nighttime, Enim Kiddush not going to be sanctified. Now, even if the court and all the Jewish people, they happen to have Hasif, and they all saw the new moon. But the court did not get a chance to say it's sanctified until it already became nighttime of the 31st day. Let's say they investigated the witnesses, but the court just didn't get a chance to say the words it's sanctified. It already got dark already on the 31st day. In Mekashan, I say you cannot sanctify it anymore, which you only do when it's on day 30. And then, by default, the month is going to be an extended one. It's going to be 30 days. And the new month is only going to start from day 31. Although you even saw it already on the night of the 30th day. Because it's not the seeing it that establishes it. It's the court that says it's sanctified. They're the ones that establish it as the new month. Halacha test. Let's say the courts themselves, they see at the end of the 29th day, they see the new moon. If it didn't come out yet a star of the 30th night, because you have to be Mekadeshed during the daytime, so it's not yet nighttime, but it's very close because that's when you're going to be seeing the new moon. The court could say it's sanctified. It's still daytime on day 29, and they could sanctify day 30 as the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Now, but if they saw it on the 30th night, after two stars already came out, then it's already nighttime, and the nighttime said you cannot be Mekadosh. And the problem is, in the first case, they didn't have to accept testimony because you can't say hearing testimony is bigger than what their own vision is. But in this case, if they're waiting until tomorrow, would you have to, because you have to wait for daytime, so, but then you have to have a Kabbalah Seidus, and their vision has already been from last night, it's not valid now anymore. So the next day, you take two of the judges and you put them next to one of them. And you take the other two, because the court, which are three, saw it. You take the other two in front of those three, because one of them now it combines with another two judges. Now the three are going to be Mekadosh with the testimony of two of those judges. Now the court that sanctifies the new month, whether they made a mistake with... They made a mistake on their own, let's say, calculations. Or Bein, whether they were misled through, let's say, false witnesses. Or Bein, whether they were forced, let's say, the king commanded them to make it into the new month. Harizim HaKodesh is going to be sanctified. V'chayavim HaKol L'Sakan HaMoyadis. And everyone has to prepare their Yom Tovim, the festivals, Al Yom Shekichaboy, based on the day that they sanctified as the first day of the month. Avabi Shezeh Yedei Shato, even though this guy knows that they made a mistake. Chayav L'Smechalim, he has to rely on them. Because She'in Adav HaMasa Elohim, because it's only given over to them. And Hashem, the one who commanded to safeguard the Yom Tovim, he commanded to rely on them, even though they're mistaken. Shem says in the pasuk in Meikra, "Ashatikra Oisim Begaimer B'Me'adim," that you're going to call out, but you could read the word Oisim as Atem, that meaning Oisim is them. They'll call out the Yom Tovim, but it could also be read because it's without a vav Atem, that you're going to call out. Because whatever it is that you do, whether you're mistaken, whether you were misled, it doesn't make a difference. If the courts make a Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be that day as Rosh Chodesh, and the Yom Tov has to be based on the day they made.